Science is science. Doing science is art and craft. And more than anything else is decision making. You start making those decisions based on the community standards of your research area, and then you enhance that by stealing from other areas things that worked for them or didn't work for them and you know why, or just stuff you thought of. But it all comes down to making decisions. You're likely to make that first decision, am I testing an associative or a causal research hypothesis? When I use a design, I got to identify two elements to put it in one of four categories, true or non, between or within. Then I have to make three decisions for my sampling. Complete versus purposive sampling frame, researcher versus self-selected, and simple versus stratified. I got to pick a setting where I'm going to do any manipulation and data collection. We'll talk more about that. I got to pick a task, and while there's thousands of these, we're going to bring it down just to two. Am I going to use a familiar task that's representative of the real world, or am I going to use a made-up task that maximizes my control? Data collection. I got to decide if I'm going to do observation or self-report. We'll talk more about that. Bottom line, even if you use this gentled up version of everything, there's right around 1,500 versions of any study. Holy shit, Batman. So what you have to be able to do is to articulate, in terms of these things, what study they ran. This is the elements of magic. It's what you look for, first of all. Second of all, it's the language you use to say something after you say, I like the study or I don't like the study. It is the basis for evaluation, and it is the basis for articulating that evaluation.